That sounds stupid.
It's stupid, but we like it.
It's time for Stupid Stories on the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
I have Zero, and this is What's Stupid Today. Experts are warning against yet another dangerous trend on TikTok. TikTok users are being warned against this. It's called scalp popping. Have you seen this at all, Amy Kay?
No, what is it, though? Scalp popping?
Well, basically, it involves pulling your hair in such a way that your scalp actually pops or makes a cracking sound. Experts say that popping, that sound actually derives from the soft tissue between the scalp and the skull popping off the skull, which can cause bleeding and infections. Here's a little, I don't want you to hear people trying this. Listen to this and tell me you want to do this.
You, twisted it, and then you run around your finger twice.
Oh, my God, I'm scared of you.
Ready?
Yeah, go.
Ew. I don't like it.
The cracking actually makes my body hurt. Why are you doing this to yourself? Why?
It makes me want to throw up because it's not just like popping. Like, you know, when you like turn your neck and you can crack your neck or crack your back. That's not. Oh, this is making me sick.
Do you want to hear it one more time?
No.
You want to hear just one more?
You twisted it and then you run around your finger twice.
Oh my God, I'm scared of you.
Ready?
Yeah, go.
So they're pulling their scalp off their skull?
Yes.
That is a suction.
Oh, God, it hurts my whole head. Stop.
It makes me want to throw up. It's like giving me a headache. It's making me have a hot flash. I can't think about doing that to yourself.
Next up in Stupid Stories, don't break up with a crazy person, or at least not one that's home with your stuff. A guy was sitting at work and he thought, you know what? I think it's over between me and my girlfriend. Problem is, they live together, so he texted her just, it's over. We'll talk more when I get home.
What?
Well, he got home and she was throwing a bit of a party. She had a bunch of her girlfriends in the backyard. It looks like they're having a nice fall. Ooh, an autumn bonfire, as people do. The problem is, what they were using for kindling was mostly his stuff, the majority of his clothes, especially his really nice ones. And in addition to that, he apparently had an extensive book collection. Most of those books got torched. He will not be trying to press charges and recognizes the fact that he probably should have broke up with her in person and says he feels guilty.
Especially because they live together. What kind of monster are you that you just thought that the woman you live with, you could just text her and say, it's over, we'll talk when we get home? No, keep that text to yourself and talk to her when you get home. Grow up.
She also torched hundreds of dollars worth of stuff easily.
He for sure deserved it.
And finally, in Stupid Stories, a wife cooked her husband's pet fish after he refused to take care of it.
That's so backwards.
At least it was a fish and not like
that's true.
A cat. Frustrated with her husband's repeated broken promises to take care of his prized fish, an Indonesian woman decided to cook his pet. It's an arowana, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, fish, to protest his laziness. A viral TikTok video got shared a couple of weeks ago and has been viewed over 6 million times. Basically, she seasons the freshwater fish and then deep fries it. And she says, my husband kept promising to clean his aquarium after I told him to. It stinks. I thought it would be delicious if I fried it as revenge. And then she ends the 20-second video by crossing her thumb and index finger and making a heart gesture with her hands. And then she wrote, already cooked and ready to eat. Now, it turns out that this prized dragonfish is a symbol of wealth and prosperity in countries like China and Japan, and that's why he wanted it. And she says the husband is looking to buy one now and has forgiven her for killing the pet. And they did say it tasted surprisingly good.
Real?
Yes.
That's disgusting. And it's so backwards. You're upset that he's not taking care of this fish. So your idea is to also not take care of it and to eat it. They're sick.
When's the last time you cleaned Ziggy's litter box?
Probably earlier this week.
Oh, boy.
But I'm going to come home.
Oh, boy. Well, he does work at a restaurant.
Stop.
Be worried. Ugh. Dial zero, call all the way.
Oh, that gaping mouth of yours. Shut it.
You're in the Playhouse on Y94.